Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Matthew Cronier for the UFS Career Services podcast. And today I'm joined by Dr. Veerpia Vaal. So Dr. Vaal has been involved in student affairs for 22 years and currently serves as Director of Student Life at the University of the Free State in Central South Africa, a position he has occupied since October 2016. During the past two decades, he has been involved in numerous transformation projects involving highly diverse student communities. From 2017 to 2019, Dr. Vaal directed, in collaboration with a co-director from the United States, the annual ACUHOI Student Housing Training Institute in South Africa. During 2021 and 2022, Dr. Vaal served as the principal investigator of a national research study on student-centered universities for the Transformation Strategy Group for University South Africa. He is well-published, and his scholarly focus centers around creating campus environments that are conducive to student learning, development, and success, especially for students hailing from disadvantaged backgrounds. Dr. Vaal served as the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Cognitive Education and Psychology during 2021 and 2022, as well as editor of the Journal of Student Affairs in Africa from 2016 to 2022. He also supervises master's and PhD students at the Faculty of Education, and his most recent book, co-authored by Louis H. Falick, titled Accommodating Marginalized Students in Higher Education, A Structural Theory Approach, was published by Routledge in 2023. He is married to Siobhan, and he is the father of three children, Judah, Joshua, and Milka. Dr. Vaal, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Matthew.
Awesome. It's so great to have you in. So good to chat to someone who seems like is working really hard and really diligently on a very significant challenge that a lot of our students face at the university. So before we go into the details of that, could you tell us a little bit about what you currently do career-wise? What does it mean to be the Director of Student Life at the University of the Free State?
Right, thank you. Well, it remains an awesome privilege to work with students and to work with the lives of young people. So as Director of Student Life, I basically, it's a managerial position, so I oversee a portfolio of programs and projects in the co-curricular space. So the co-curricular and extracurricular space focuses on the out-of-class learning experiences of students, and we are intentional to take those experiences of students and to reposition it, that it becomes part of the educational journey of students. So we understand that a degree in and of itself is not enough anymore to open up opportunities, job opportunities after study. So therefore, we're repositioning the out-of-class learning experiences of students in such a way that it helps to develop graduate attributes so that students can get jobs afterwards.
Important.
Yeah.
So when you speak about out-of-class activities, what could we unpack that a little bit? What does that mean? What do those look like?
Right. So we've got a number of focus areas. We've got the Student Leadership Development Office focusing on the development of students. So that's both elective portfolios and general student leadership development. The first year, Gateway First Year Orientation and Welcoming Program, focusing on first-time entry students. The Peer Mentor Program, that's closely coupled with that. We've got a research office in student affairs that we actually started about 5 years ago, and that's really going well, to uphold evidence-based praxis. We've got the student media and student experience focus area. We also initiated a pilot project in Engage Scholarship about 2 years ago, and that's really going well, focusing on student-led projects going into the community. The Arts and Culture Office, really making significant strides forward in various aspects, including the choir of the university. The Food Environment Office, focusing on the eradication of hunger and malnutrition amongst students. The COFSI Act Office, which focuses on the social responsibility program of the university. And then, of course, Career Services, you know, helping students with employment to get their CVs right, prepare them for the labor market, and so on.
Amazing. That sounds immensely thorough. So I think that's such an incredible, it's so great to hear that as well, because I think students often come to the university with this idea of, you know, I need to go get a degree and I need to get a job, and that's as about as far as the plan goes. And I mean, I think nobody's more aware of the challenges that they have to face than the students themselves. So how important is student engagement in highlighting these areas? You mentioned that there is a research division. How important is that to really understanding our student cohort and their needs?
So the research area is there to gather data. Mm. We are intentional to use data and data analytics to help us better understand, first of all, the developmental needs of our students, but then also to measure the impact of what we do. Mm. So for us, it's a question about quality. We don't just want to do what we want to do. We want to make sure that what we do is firmly established in strong theoretical frameworks around student development and support, but that we also measure the impact of what we do so that we can continuously improve what we do to serve our students in the best way possible.
In terms of students accessing all of these services, now you mentioned a lot of different services, so I'm not going to ask you for each one how they would find those. Is there a central point that students can go to find out more about these services, more about how they could access them, if any of those that you've mentioned are maybe relevant for them?
Yeah, we lay a lot of emphasis on the marketing of the programs and projects that we run, both physically in terms of posters, activations, word of mouth. But more recently, we focused a lot on social media. We tried to penetrate the social media networks intentionally of accessing students also online and then channeling them towards the physical events. So for us, it's crucial that students get access to these events, because we believe that participation in these events will help to develop students holistically.
For sure. And I see, reading through your bio as well, you've obviously done quite a bit of work specifically around accommodation for students. Where does that passion come from? Where does that particular area of interest within this broad scope of where you're involved, where does that particular emphasis for yourself come from?
That's actually where I started about 22 years ago in student affairs. I started in what was then called accommodation services. It's now called housing and residence affairs. My first job was actually overseeing a cleaning team. In two male residences. But what a wonderful training ground, you know, really to get to know students in a very vulnerable space, so to speak. So that was wonderful to start there in student affairs. So I remained in accommodation services or housing and residence affairs until 2016 in different roles and responsibilities. And I guess that's where my passion, or actually a deep understanding of what accommodation units and student communities in the context of residences, student residences, can really mean in terms of the holistic development and support of students. So it provided to me a deep understanding of the power of student communities, peer support, and what it can mean and the impact it has on the lives of students.
Could you tell me a little bit about your professional journey from students? You mentioned that you started in residence affairs, but you know, before that, what was your journey as a student to where you are now?
Right. So my big dream was actually to go into ministry.
Okay.
So my field of study is theology.
Oh, right.
And so that was the big dream, but it just didn't work out that way. I was newlywed in the early 2000s, and I took the job at the university. It was a wonderful opportunity for me in residence cleaning services, in accommodation services then. And I think the nature of being want to involve in the ministry involves people, you know, working with the lives of people and having a passion to work with people and seeing people flourishing. And I think that sort of got me hooked in the student affairs sphere.
Sure.
Working at the university also provided the opportunity for me to pursue postgraduate studies. And that was a big dream of mine as well, to do that. So I started to work in cleaning services. And then in about 2004, 2005, I got an added responsibility of conference accommodations. So I was also involved in dealing with conferences. And so I managed cleaning services on the Bloemfontein campus and conference accommodation until 2010. Mm-hmm. And then the university created a new position that could focus on the transformation of student residences. So that the position of assistant director for residence life was created. And then I was so blessed to get that position. And so from 2010 until 2016, I work very intently with residences and the transformation of residences. So we had many, many conversations in residences, transformation conversations, yes. Working with wonderful colleagues in residence life, residence heads and residence committees, brave and courageous student leaders. And so that was a wonderful experience for me. And in between also interweaving my academic endeavors in what we do, as I indicated, to make sure what we do is theoretically grounded and empirically based. And so in 2016, opportunity then opened up to move over into the broader student affairs environment, taking on the co-curricular experiences. So mm-hmm. That's when I started with the position of director student life.
Okay.
And has been in that position ever since.
Nice. That's incredible. So I usually also ask if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing? So is it safe to say that you would be a pastor?
I am actually part-time involved in ministry as well, so I haven't dropped that passion of mine. Mm. So I'm part-time involved in a congregation. And but I guess in the context of the university, I would love to lecture.
Okay.
So that would you know, if I could choose anything different, I love teaching, and that would definitely be something that.
Okay. What would you be interested in lecturing in?
Well, all my postdoctoral work has been in the area of student development, in the area of education, and so on. Okay. So I've got a real passion for education, and I guess that would be the field.
Okay. So then, obviously, you get a little bit of that, I guess, from your supervision of your master's and PhD students.
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. And are your students researching sort of in the same direction around student experiences and various or sort of off campus and extracurricular challenges?
So one PhD student finished a doctoral thesis on student affairs in Africa. Okay. So that was a very interesting study. But the field of human development, learning and development is very broad. And so, you know, it oftentimes spans beyond the borders of higher education only to include, you know, other phases of human development and learning per se.
Yeah.
So so it's not always just focused on student affairs and functional areas in student affairs now.
And in terms of your job, I think, like, as you mentioned, you've been in various different positions. You currently, I think, also sounds like you wear quite a few different hats. What would you say has been one of the highlights of your career so far?
I think every time I see a student graduate, you know, it remains a wow moment. We are now in the midst of graduations on campus. I attended the graduation ceremony this morning. And it remains an awesome privilege to be involved with this phase in the life of any person. You know, it's a phase where the brain develops rapidly, where character is formed, where value systems are formed, worldviews are formed, and to be part of that remains a privilege. Yeah, so I guess every time a student graduates, that's a wow moment. Mm.
Are there any particular misconceptions that students maybe have of either, you know, your office or your department or some of the various departments that exist some myths that you would like to bust today?
Well, we are not boring and we're not old.
It's a good start.
I guess if there's one thing that I would like to sort of mend or by miracle solve this, this is the chasm between the generations on campus. I wish we could in some way just connect heart to heart, you know, in a more authentic way. And there are moments when it happens, you know, but I think there's a lot of opportunity where the different generations can move closer to one another and where we can learn from one another. Mm. I oftentimes think about the potential that can be unlocked if generations can take hands and don't see one another as opposites or sometimes enemies.
Yes.
That enemies that have to be fought off or opposed intentionally. So, yeah, I guess heart-to-heart connection between the generations.
Awesome. Dr. Val, thank you so much. This is really, this has been a really good conversation. Before we end off, I've got a couple of just some fun quick-fire questions for you or some statements that I'd like to. So without thinking too much, if you could respond to these for me, please. So coffee or tea?
Coffee, definitely.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
On-site.
And complete the sentence for me. Every morning I
wake up early, I go for a walk, and I pray.
Nice. And lastly, my favorite word is?
Fantastic.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Val. We really, really appreciate your time. It's been really good to have a chat, and really it builds confidence and it inspires to know that somebody in your position has the attitude and the view about student life that you do.
Thank you, Matthew. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Keep well.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.